This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
Ain't in 20, you ain't me.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, boy. You know, some days best friend Doug could use a best friend hug. There's no doubt about that, but best friend's not here today. Where is he? I look across from me, and I can actually see out the window. So that means the big fella is not in studio, and I am somewhat sad.
A window which is normally completely obscure.
It's the Doug Show, minus the daddy today, who is busy doing something. I've been told it's not necessarily vacation today, so that's different. But daddy is on assignment, we shall say, and he'll be back with us tomorrow when we will be live at Haymarket Park in Lincoln, preceding the Nebraska-UNK baseball game, which will go at 1:35. We talked with our buddy Seamus, man in charge of baseball, sports information director for baseball, and he says it looks like it's a real go. They practiced outside yesterday. As a matter of fact, the field's been covered, so the home opener for the Huskers tomorrow happens to be against UNK, and we will have a special two-hour show tomorrow with plenty of boys basketball coaches to be talking with as we preview the state tournament. We'll also probably lead the show off tomorrow with Mike Anderson, the head baseball coach for the Huskers, and see if we can figure out the late inning woes. Last year, the Huskers weren't around long enough to worry about contending in the eighth and ninth inning, but right now, the last inning, they've been kind of bumped around a little bit. So we'll talk with the coach about that tomorrow and a whole lot more. Coach Day and UNK and Huskers all day tomorrow. And then Thursday and Friday, state tournament will preempt our Doug and Daddy Show. At least we hope it will Friday with a win. Go Overton. So we'll talk with the coaches tomorrow on the program as well. Overton coach Jay Stair, Lloyd Wagnus from Heartland Lutheran, Shannon Lovin will be joining us from Minden. Also on the show, Paul Baronic from Ravenna, Kevin Asher from Hastings St. Cecilia, Tom Schlechta from Adams Central. So we will have all those coaches on the program tomorrow, as well as our Nebraska-UNK baseball coverage from Haymarket Park. But today, also got a great show coming your way. We're going to talk about a big event coming up this weekend, the big bike show in town with Jeff Grubtill. Also, Jeff Dittman, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, is going to join us to talk about the NAIA National Tournament. And coming up in just a few minutes, Stu Pospisil, the prep sports editor from the Omaha World Herald, will be joining us as well to preview the boys' state high school basketball tournament. We'll also give you a chance to win some tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show today to that bike show, and I want to tell you more about what exactly is going on. It's this March 13th and 14th, which is Sunday, and we will be giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the bike show, help support the food drive, and they've got, there's just so much here. We're going to talk with Jeff about it, but, it's a bike show, a swap meet. It's going on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, Central Nebraska's largest bike show and swap meet coming up this weekend. You know what, right now, I don't want to make it tough. I want you to be able to go. So you're joining us early on the show today. I want to give away a pair of complimentary tickets to the Kearney Bike Show and Swap Meet. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. Let's make sure that they know something. And, you know, I could go with, like, a bike question here. Let's do it on the air. Let's see who's smart today. Let's see who's smart today. You know, because when it comes to this, I'm not really up on my X Games as much as I should be. And that's when I think motorcycles and things like that. You know, I think Sturgis, and I think about X Games. And outside of that, I don't have a whole lot of motorcycle knowledge. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Dustin.
Dustin, here is the question for the day, because I do know a little bit about Evel Knievel. What state did Evel Knievel hail from?
Arizona.
Ooh, go farther north. I'm going to give you a second chance. Go farther north. And not like bordering Arizona. Go farther north. It's a big state. It's really a big, big state.
Montana.
Hey! See, there we go! There we go. We wanted to reward Dustin for being first on the line today. Hold on. Derek will get you our information and make sure that you get the bike show tickets. Dustin, thanks for listening today.
Thanks, Kate.
Hang on the line. See, there you go. You know, you don't always have to go, no, you're wrong, loser. I mean, he, you know, got to give him a chance. And when I said big state, he didn't guess Idaho. So there you go. He's got some smarts to him. Congratulations. Yeah, Butte, Montana. Or Helena, or whatever the heck he was from. But yeah, no, he was from Montana. And always love when Jim Rose talks a little about him on the Jim Rome show when he brings up the old Evel Knievel. But anyway, we'll talk with Jeff a little bit later on. We've got more tickets to give away, so be listening for your chance to win another pair of tickets to that later on in the program. We'll also have Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. Oh, I wonder what we could be talking about. Boys State Basketball, NCAA Tournament, Husker Women or Men, Hastings College. Who knows what the questions will be today for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's take an early break on the program because Stu Pospisil is standing by. Let's get right into it with the Boys State Basketball Tournament. We'll do that next.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your need. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
BioGuard, the products to keep your pool water soft and crystal clean. Hi, this is Doug Detterding reminding you nothing is better than BioGuard water treatment to kill bacteria and algae and to protect against scale corrosion and staining. We are the BioGuard water professionals with both the product knowledge and experience. We're Detterding Swimming Pool Headquarters, 2nd Avenue in Kearney and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery. I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that will explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rain and hail crop insurance products offered through the Kroll Agency give you a long-standing, stable company with innovative products, services, and ideas for your operation. Stop by and visit with the Kroll Agency for all your risk management needs by sales closing date of March 15, 2010. Contact any of the Kroll Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency Incorporated, Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. Rain and Hail LLC is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Welcome to the majors.
The baseball world whittles its rosters to play ball.
We're going
to
give you one more chance.
Why is this a bench?
College basketball world continues its elimination to a championship final.
Must be nuts. What are they finding, guys? Nuts.
For the latest news.
What are they finding, guys? Red
Fool. Man, you are one pathetic loser.
On Central
you
Nebraska,
are one pathetic
ESPN
loser.
Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
That's the sound of power. The power to get things done. We're Groney's Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power. If you need it, Groney's Outdoor Power Center sells it and fixes it. From chainsaws, lawnmowers, weed trimmers, to snow blowers and plows and hot pressure washers. We can give you the power to do it right. We service what we sell and what they sell too. 3551 North Highway 281. Call 308-384-5168. Groney's Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power.
As skies remain cloudy today, we'll see periods of rain with temperatures staying fairly steady around the mid-40s. Winds out of the east will stay at 5 to 15. We'll see more showers tonight, may mix with some wet snow at times overnight with a low around 30. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
One of the good things about playing or seeing rain is that it brings out all the rain songs, I guess. I guess it brings out the rain song. Oh, yeah, wait till the break's over so we can't eat our great food from Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, Cozad, Lexington, North Platte. Don't forget, all our guests are fed by the fine folks at Burger King here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Jeff Dittman, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald and Jeff Grubtold to talk about the big bike show and swap meet that is coming up this weekend. Before that, though, there is one thing I do have to say, because we forgot to mention it yesterday. I don't know how we forgot to mention this. NASCAR, I'm sorry. You're going to get less time than the Nebraska men's basketball team. You know, if it's worse than the NBA now. If all you're going to do is restart and wreck and restart and wreck and restart and wreck, what the hell's the point? All right? You're just, again, a sport that just is just, again, I'm not a fan of anyway, but so it's going to continually get bashed on this program.
You name me, Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Bay, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr.
I mean, you're killing your sport. You're killing your sport. It's a great idea. You don't want to finish under caution. You got that right. But then all you do is jam it and wreck, and we just start again, start again, start again. All that does, I'm sorry, but all that does right there is, you know, just feed the redneck mentality. Hell, let's just wreck do it again. Woohoo! Seriously. Seriously, if you're a NASCAR fan and you don't agree, then, wow.
Yeah, the whole
let's
feud.
Start her again.
Yeah,
there's only me and Robbie Gordon left. And then I'm Carl Edwards. I'm going to wreck you.
Carl Edwards and Keselowski, I think is the guy's name. Their little feud is insane. Those guys wrecking each other, sending each other up into the fence, and that's insane.
Your name's so long, we can't even put it on the car there, Keselowski. Yeah.
Really? NASCAR. Hey, guys, don't forget the Kearney American Legion baseball programs have their organizational meeting tonight at the Kearney High School math room at 7 o'clock. Anybody in 9th through 12th grade that wants to play for Kearney this year in their programs should attend. Parents or guardians should also try to attend. If for some reason you just can't make it, please contact Coach Brad Archer at the high school as soon as you can today. Again, that meeting is tonight at the Kearney math room for American Legion baseball for the summer. So there you go. There you go. A couple of other sports notes to pass along as we make some connections here with our guests for the day. Stu Pospisil, Jeff Grubtill, Jeff Dittman, all coming up. We've got more men's college basketball on the radar tonight. Sun Belt and Horizon League championships. Troy and North Texas at 6. And then Butler, who could make some noise in the big tournament, against Wright State at 8 o'clock. Big 12 awards were announced yesterday for the women. The men were out, too, and again, Nebraska didn't get anything, but the women, they dominated. Kelsey Griffin was named the Player of the Week again. I guess that's what happens when you stick in your career-high 36 points in the season finale. But Griffin was the first Cornhusker to ever be named the Big 12 Player of the Year. Vonnie Turner was voted the Big 12's Co-Defensive Player of the Year, with Baylor freshman center Brittany float like a butterfly, sting like a bee griner. Turner also on the first team with Griffin and senior Corey Montgomery. Junior Dominique Kelly also was honorable mention, and Lindsey Moore was named to the all-freshman team. So the Huskers did very, very well there. Whew! Husker women's basketball, Friday, 11 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM against either Texas Tech or Kansas State. The Nebraska men, tomorrow you can also hear it on the Breeze, 94.5, and they will have their opening round game against Missouri at 2. If they win that, then they would play in the quarters Thursday afternoon against Texas A&M at 2 o'clock. Hastings women, Jeff Dittman will join us in the second half of the program to talk a little bit about the Hastings women's basketball run through the NAIA, hopefully national championship, and the men will play on Thursday. A couple of other sports notes to pass along to you. We told you about the baseball organizational meeting. I'm not sure that we got to this yesterday. Congratulations to the Hastings All-Americans in wrestling, Jamie and Rush, who finished in fifth, and in track, shot put, Scott Fritz, third in the shot put. Qualified in fifth, finished in third, and Cody Weber, a native of Hastings, finished sixth in the weight throw. So congratulations to Cody Weber and Scott Fritz on their All-American honors in the indoor track season. Now, that rare thing where you get to be just as good at outdoor track, I guess. So that season is coming up right around the corner. Of course, the Huskers and UNK heading to the Division I and Division II Nationals over the next couple of weeks. Mark Bauer, also his wrestling team, heading to the Division II National Tournament this weekend going on at UNO Omaha. We anticipate being able to chat with him on the program tomorrow as part of our Loper Link segment when we're down at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. But right now, we told you about it at the top of the show. It's going on this weekend at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, Central Nebraska's largest bike show and swap meet, to Saturday from 10 to 9, Sunday from 10 to 4. And again this year, we talked with Jeff Grubtill to tell us a little bit about it. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, man, glad to be on. Hopefully we can pull this off next year. We'll have a three-peat, and maybe the women's basketball team will be on their way to a three-peat here starting next year, too.
Well, that would be awesome. A lot of good things going on. I'll tell you what, I look at your flyer, and it's just jam-packed with so many great things that are going to be going on out there. I mean, this sounded like a heck of a fun time. Well, last year I was at state tournament, so I didn't get to partake. But, boy, it sounds like it's just getting bigger, and I know you're hoping it does this weekend. Tell us a little bit about it.
All right, man. Well, we're just growing by leaps and bounds. You know, thank God the economy is treating us good here. We've actually moved to the building, the big ag building, which is almost twice as big as last year's deal. Our main push this year, as we always say, is as much community and family and fun as we can have. But we've got a big food drive going on for the Mid-Nebraska Food Bank. So, you know, when you do show up to the show, bring anything, you know, canned beans, you know, ramen noodle soups, what have you, because unfortunately all that aid we're sending to Haiti is really shortchanging a lot of folks up here, right here in the Midwest, that need food, man. We really do. So bikers come together, especially since we're such a large contingency of veterans, what have you, to support the community. But, man, we've got everything under the sun. Most everything we've got here is all handmade, American-made. You know, it's not like all the Chinese stuff you get in the malls. So, you know, you are supporting American labor and work.
Jeff Grubtill has joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Central Nebraska Bike Show and Swap Meet is coming up this weekend at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. I mean, folks are always interested in the outstanding bikes that are going to be rolling in. Tell me about the numbers you're expecting and maybe some of the special ones that folks might want to keep an eye out for.
Oh, I tell you what, we've got a killer bike coming up from the WildTech Technical Institute, you know, because that's a really good technical trade school. They're bringing up one of their killer top-notch bikes to show it off. We've got bikes coming up from as far away as Texas, the Front Range of the Rockies. Also, a lot of homegrown, just, oh, I don't want to say what I'm going to say, just killer bikes. I mean, it's hard to explain them. Some of these bikes are worth more than the house I live in. You know, you're talking $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $150,000, $200,000 motorcycles. I mean, just literally, you know, homegrown Nebraskan works of art. And also in amongst all this, we've got a lot of killer rat rods that are coming up out of Hastings, the Kearney area. That's what through Fred Speed and Sports. So you also get to see a lot of just unique, you know, iron, four wheels and two wheels.
Hey, Jeff, what does set your show apart maybe from a variety of others that take part across the Midwest?
Well, the main thing is we're able to pull in a larger variety of vendors than most of the things, because also I am also a vendor. I primarily do children's charitable, motorcycle, anything, any charitable stuff, you know, for motorcycle events. I do in conjunction with Sturgis Rally and Races and my business partner, Big B's Leather. So we bring in a lot of just unique vendors, and since we also are bikers, we talk with community more, so we bring in a lot more local stuff, but then by the same token, we kind of put little feelers out to bring bikes in from out of state that otherwise would probably not ever leave their backyard to show off something new in another state, you know, to have pride.
Coach Jeff, you also want to talk about that this isn't just for the big burly guys. The kids love looking at all this. There's women's divisions and a variety of things you're doing out there. This is for, I remember you mentioned this last year, this is a family event because it's really oriented that way and pointed that way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got stuff here, the women's division, I didn't come up with this name. Is what we do is, you know, the women get judged on their bikes and have you with everybody else. But then we have what's known as the PMS division, where all the women, it stands for Pretty Motorcycle Squad, not what everybody thinks. And they get judged against each other. And first place is a huge, I don't know how to explain it, gift box or bouquet, whatever, from the Nebraska Beef Council. And then when it comes to children's, we've got the CMA there and the Bikers for Christ. I mean, there's, you know, toys for kids to play with. Like I said, they keep them entertained, face painting, just a whole variety of things. Yeah, I mean, you know, bikers are everybody now. You know, it's just not, you know, your blue-collar workers. I mean, you know, we got doctors, dentists, lawyers, you name it, motorcyclists. Well, we're your next-door neighbor now, you know.
You ever make fun of any of those rich guys and their bikes?
Oh, yeah, we have a thing because, you know, a lot of the old hardcore bikers, you know, still will ride 2,000 miles to get to wherever they're going. So the joke is, nice trailer, you know, because they'll trailer it up there, then ride the last 30 miles to wherever they're going. So, yeah, we poke fun at them.
Jeff Crumptill is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yeah, I am astounded. I think a lot of it had to do a little bit with the boys on TV and more you can watch what's going on with not just bikers but or making bikes or traveling the world, but the shows that they put on and all the things that are going on the many networks right now. And folks love to come out and see this. Jeff, anything else that the folks need to know about before we get ready for this weekend?
No, like I said, it's totally family-friendly. Sunday, 9 o'clock, we do have a full-blown church service. Pastor Gary Smith out of North Platte, he's part of Bikers for Christ, so if you folks want to get there early Sunday, we do have a very nice, if you've never been to a real church service, come to biker church, as we like to call it. It's the way churches used to be.
Well, Jeff, we will continue to give away passes to the event this weekend, and thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope it's a great success for you here in Kearney at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds.
Hey, can I make one last thing? I totally forgot. Your people there, Jackie, will kill me. I forgot your sister station, 98.9 Classic Hits, is going to have their prize machine out there from 2 until 4.
Awesome.
Saturday.
Yeah, Derek's going to be there, so you're fired up. You already told me about that.
Yeah, I did. I'll be there operating the prize machine, so I'll see you out there, Jeff.
So a lot more giveaways. Hey, Jeff, sounds good. And while he's out there, I know he's craving a tattoo, so you know, give him some suggestions. He's mostly German, so come up with something that will work for him, would you?
Right between the eyes.
Hey, Jeff, take care. Thanks for the time.
Later. God bless.
All right. Jeff Crumptill with, again, the Buffalo County Fairgrounds and Central Nebraska's largest bike show and swap meet this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Then they've got a Saturday night party afterward with the darts providing the music. Then Sunday they go from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we will be out there with Classic Hits 98.9 as well on a Saturday afternoon. I heard a lot of good things about this last year.
I see Jeff doesn't like me now because he thinks I'm German. it should be a good time, though. It should be a good time. A lot of good stuff going on out there. So.
Well, let's give away a pair of tickets. Caller number 5-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Caller 5 will get a pair of tickets to this weekend's festivities, and we'll be back with more, including Jeff Dittman, the Hastings College women's basketball coach, and Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald next.
Hey, Mike Golic here, and as you know, I like to be up on the latest stuff, whether it's sports, movies, or music, especially when Greeny thinks he knows more than I do. So I found a way to keep up on what's happening in music. Just put in your favorite singer's name into Yahoo search. You get all the information you need, from videos to photos and full songs, right at the top of the page. Just what you need, just one search. Whether it's sports or music, movies, or restaurants, I can still tell Greeny a thing or two. So next time you're looking into music, check Yahoo.com.
With a certified pre-owned Porsche, the sound of over 60 years of race-bred engineering is closer than ever and enhanced by both a comprehensive inspection and an unprecedented warranty. The Porsche CPO Limited Warranty delivers coverage similar to a new Porsche and has been named Best Luxury CPO Warranty from IntelliChoice for the second straight year. Visit your authorized Porsche dealer to learn more. Porsche, there is no substitute. IntelliChoice.com is a registered trademark of Automotive.com LLC. October 2009 review of 32 manufacturer programs.
As we head towards spring and all the green that it brings, save some with Easy Auction. From Abbey Carpet & More, look for the Shaggy Chic Area Rug. It's 5x8. You can choose from a number of in-stock colors. Could include orange, dark teal, brown, cabaret red, purple, glacier blue, or black. Terrific colors for a fun look for any room. Especially good for dorms or kids' rooms, or any room where fun is allowed. Normally $150. Easy Auction lets you open the bidding for as little as $50.
Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. And click Easy Auction.
The boys' state basketball tournament tips off Thursday, and we've got you covered right here and on ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN Radio Thursday, Minden will play Fall City at 10:45, Overton and Randolph at 2. On 12:30 KHAS, Adams Central Ralston at 10:45, St. Cecilia Takema Herman at 2. On the Breeze 94.5, Heartland Lutheran and Ewing at 9, Gildner and Hay Springs at 10:45, and on Classic Hits 98.9, Axtell Dundee County at 2, Central Catholic Norfolk Catholic at 3:45, and Ravenna Sutton at 7.
As skies remain cloudy today, we'll see periods of rain with temperatures staying fairly steady around the mid-40s. Winds out of the east will stay at 5 to 15. We'll see more showers tonight, may mix with some wet snow at times overnight with a low around 30. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, Misco Sports is on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center for all your spring sporting goods needs, whether it's soccer, baseball, softball, or, of course, track. They've got everything that you need. They are there for you. New running shoes for the track season are coming in daily. Order your caps, your uniforms, and your travel bags for the upcoming softball and baseball season. And little kids' wrestling is going. Headgear, knee pads, shoes, and singlets. They've got a great collection of Columbia and Red Ledge ski coats in there, and some great jackets as well with all this rain bouncing around. And whether you just need some shoes for you or your kids or someone in the family, Misco's is there. Misco Sports, check them out today on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Hastings College women will be up first in this men's and women's national tournament scenario, Daddy, and they play at 1:45 Wednesday against Maine Fort Kent. They're the overall number one national seed.
Yeah, so that means they're playing a team that's not the number one overall national seed. We'll see if Coach Dittman and his team can maybe overlook them or if they're for real. Coach Dittman joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, your thoughts on that initial game against maybe a team that's maybe overmatched?
Well, the thing that concerns me the most is this is a team that gives up only 50 points a ball game. And as long as you play great defense, you can keep yourself in games, and then you get down to that last 4 minutes, and it's a close game. You never know what can happen. So that's the biggest thing that I look at this point without having actually seen any game film on them yet is their defensive abilities.
Well, Coach, we've been talking about it with the state tournaments here. I think it's the same when it comes to any type of a tournament, no matter what the sport is. There are some teams that are happy to be there, and then there are some teams that have a lot larger goals. And I know that your team, and in talking with some of the kids, there's only one goal this team has, and that's winning 5 basketball games.
It has. Our 5 seniors in particular, they set up 4 goals this year, and one was to win the conference. The next was to win the conference tournament. They wanted to be a number one team in the country at some point during the year, and then the fourth goal was to win the national title. So they can check 3 of the things off of their goal list, but they've still got one more accomplishment yet to try and live up to.
Coach, with your first year and taking the team to the finals, what's the pluses that you'll have going into this tournament, coming off of such a deep run last year?
Well, I like how we're playing defense and how consistent we've been on offense throughout the year. I still have some concerns about our rebounding and our consistency of rebounding, but throughout the entire year, with all of the ranked teams that we've played, with all of the great teams in the GPAC, we've been a very solid defensive team night in and night out. We've played some ball games like the Briarcliff game where we shot 17% the first half and still kept ourselves in the ball game and was able then to get it rolling the second half. So I think anytime you go into a tournament or anytime you go into a one-and-done type format, if you can consistently play defense and, again, keep yourself in ball games, then you always have a shot.
It's every coach's dream and goal, I guess, to be peaking this time of the year, Coach. Do you feel you are peaking?
You know, I'm not sure. Again, it comes back to our offense. Some nights we shoot the ball very well, and through most of the season we've been the number one three-point shooting team, and we've been usually around 4 in the field goal percentage. But we have had some games lately. Like I said, the Briarcliff game where we shot 17%. We had 24% shooting in one half against Morningside. I would like those numbers to be a little more consistent, and we were shooting a nice straight 50% across the board, but it just hasn't happened.
Jeff Didman, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I don't think it's quite live by the three, die by the three, but it definitely affects maybe how you guys get out of the gate, huh?
Well, you know, we run our offense through Lindsay for the most part. We're going to throw the ball to her. She's going to probably get a double team, and then we read the open spot, and so that's where hitting those spot-up jumpers, whether it's a three-pointer or whether it's an 18-footer, depending what our athlete's range, individual range is, it's important to hit that because then you make that defensive strategy fail. If our opponents are able to force the ball out of Lindsay's hands and we're not hitting that jumper, then all of a sudden that paint gets pretty crowded in there and it's tough to get anything easy.
Coach, when you looked at your side of the bracket, were you happy, I guess, with that side of the bracket and the way they drew things out?
I don't know. I think there's about eight teams in the national tournament this year that really can put a stretch of five games together and win it all. And I think that's a little higher than usual. Usually you go into it and you say, well, okay, here's about four teams, maybe five that have that opportunity. Then after that, in our own bracket, you've got Grandview and Minot State, and both of them played Morningside twice. Both of them split with Morningside. And we know Morningside's a great team. We split with them as well. So there's a couple of teams that are capable of winning any ball game against any team on any given night. And then on the bottom half of the bracket, you've got St. Francis, and that's a great league out there. So, I don't know. It's coach speak, I know, but we've got to concentrate on Wednesday, and then we'll see who's up next if we get by that first game, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Chat with Jeff Dittman here for just another couple of minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, last year I don't think you were expected to make the finals. This year you are expected to make the finals, being the number one team. Do you and your coaching staff have to coach different or say anything different, or philosophy-wise is it different?
I think the biggest difference this year is how well our seniors have done with the leadership. We've really been able to just focus on, all right, here's what our opponents do, here's the adjustments we'll make to them, here's the strategy that we'll take. And our players went out and executed it very well all season long. And so that's pretty much what we'll do in the national tournament. It's still a player's game, and coaches can try and help them a little bit. But when it's all said and done, you got to walk out on the court, and it's going to come down to Lindsay Ducey and Kim Feynman and Rachel Isherwood and so on, Heather McKee and Elise Schlake, that doing their job. Now, the good news is for the most part of the season, out of 33 games, we've been able to do that 30 times.
Jeff, does the earlier start times than you're used to, does it influence anything, or are these college kids, they just go out and play basketball?
You know, I think so many of them come out of this AAU programs and so forth, where they start playing basketball at 8 a.m. on Fridays and play Saturdays and play Sundays and, you know, anytime, anywhere, any place, so to speak. And I don't think it's that big a deal. When you get the 8:30 time, that's a little bit different than what a college student or college athlete is used to. But to be honest, I think we played about five 8:30 ball games and never lost one, so that hasn't been a bad time for us either.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to preparations. Best of luck throughout the tournament, and if everything goes right, we'll be buzzing you Monday morning, hopefully before a national semifinal.
That sounds great.
Jeff Dittman, the head basketball coach of the Hastings College Women, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
1:45 go time tomorrow. Not supposed to be much of a game. Mike Will, voice of the Broncos, says not supposed to be much of a game.
Is that the main Fort Kent or whatever it is?
Yeah, let's just put it this way. They're the number one national seed, Hastings, so that means they're supposed to draw probably the weakest team in the tournament. Well, also the men's team from Maine, Fort Kent, made it. And they're playing the number one seed on the men's side. So, I don't know. Maybe this is just a little bit above a high school conference, but we'll see what happens. You gotta win them all, and if they win Wednesday, they'll play Friday at noon, then Saturday at 1 would be their quarterfinal matchup. And for the men, they will be playing Thursday night at 9:15. If they win Friday night at 9:15, Saturday night at 8 o'clock would be their progression through the weekend. And we'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Who was our last winner from the bike show, by the way?
I got Brent from Burwell in. He's got two tickets for the bike show this weekend.
Hello. Was Brent in Burwell, or was he just kind of driving around?
I think he was in North Platte, actually. But he was kind of all over the place.
So there you go. All right. Well, thanks, Brent. We're going to give you another chance to be a winner coming up here in just a little bit on the Doug and Daddy Show, so stay with us for that. Again, the Boys State High School basketball tournament gets underway on Thursday, and we want to make sure that you know where your teams are going to be, and so we'll run that list down here for you as well, because it will move around a little bit. We try to keep most of them on, but we can tell you one thing for sure is Saturday, all six championship games, no matter who's in them, will be right here on ESPN Radio. So here we go. Thursday, you can follow Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia games on 1230 a.m. KHAS throughout the tournament. Adams Central will play Ralston at 10:45 in the morning. St. Cecilia will play Tecama Herman at 2 o'clock. Thursday on ESPN Radio, Minden will take on Falls City at 10:45. All Minden games throughout the tournament will be right here on ESPN Radio. They would play Friday at 9 if they pick up the win over Falls City. Talked with Coach Shannon Lovin earlier this morning. You'll hear that interview on the show tomorrow. He pointed out an interesting fact. He said the last time Minden was in the finals was the last time Falls City was at state, and Falls City beat Minden in the 1963 finals, and Falls City has not been back to state since then. Minden has, but they have not been to the finals since then, so kind of an interesting matchup. A lot of guys still remember that, and Coach Lovin said that some of the folks that were on that Minden team came up and talked to the boys this week, so pretty interesting there. Also on ESPN Thursday, you can follow the Overton games on ESPN Radio all week. Overton will play their first game against Randolph at 2 o'clock on Thursday. 10:45 would be a game on Friday. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, you can follow these teams there all the way through. Heartland Lutheran and Ewing Thursday morning at 9 a.m., followed by Giltner and Hay Springs at 10:45. Then on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, we'll have some C2 action as Axtell plays Dundee County at 2, Ravenna plays Sutton at 7. You'll hear that on 98.9 and the Breeze, and then the rest of the games in that conference. If Axtell, Ravenna, Sutton advance on, you'll hear the semifinals and the finals also on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Well, we're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you got any questions on any of the games, so if you can't go and you want to listen, go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com has the whole schedule for you. Plus, it's got the podcasts up there from high school basketball games, including the girls' state tournament, and Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, where we will be next week for St. Patrick's Day. Let's give away one more set. One more set of tickets to the bike show. The bike show and swap meet going on this weekend at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Saturday and Sunday. The phone lines have been lighting up, so let's give them another chance here. Caller 5 seems to be lucky at 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. Caller 5 will give you a pair of tickets to this weekend's bike show at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Back after this.
The worst thing about treating those combat boys from the Great War wasn't that they had had their flesh torn. It was that they had had their souls torn out.
Here we go, boys!
From the producers of Band of Brothers, a 10-part miniseries event based on the true stories of World War II Marines, The Pacific, starts Sunday, March 14th at 9 p.m., only on HBO.
What do you think when I say incorporate your business or form an LLC? How about wills, trusts, powers of attorney, patents, real estate, uncontested divorce, even bankruptcy help? If you said LegalZoom, brilliant thinking. At LegalZoom, you can save time and money by creating your own superb legal documents. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, but was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. Stop in for St. Patrick's Day and then the NCAA tournament. March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, it's over. Sandy Creek, the state champion.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars, C2 state champs.
Neinmeyer wins his ninth state championship at Sandy Creek, the 9 years since the Cougars have won.
You heard every state champ crowned Saturday. You will again this Saturday, as well as selected quarter and semifinals from the boys' tournament.
Sandy Creek is like the good old days from the 1990s.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 1460 and 1550 a.m.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Qualify for a new career in just 6 weeks through our truck driver training program. Truck drivers are still in demand, and our graduates are successful in the job market, with starting salaries of $35,000 a year or more.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
As skies remain cloudy today, we'll see periods of rain with temperatures staying fairly steady around the mid-40s. Winds out of the east will stay at 5 to 15. We'll see more showers tonight, may mix with some wet snow at times overnight with a low around 30. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
The daddy today, but I think he's working out right now. Ever since he's got on the charger at Complete Nutrition, I know he's over 30, so there you go. He feels like he's physically over the hill, check. He feels like age is catching up with him, check. He wants more sex drive, duh. And Complete Nutrition has the solution with Charger, the safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically, which for daddy had to be around the age of 17. The result is less fat around your core. Daddy has a core. More stamina and an increase in sex drive. So for guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. We joke with daddy, but Charger is no joke, folks. It helps you feel better and makes you perform better. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger from Complete Nutrition, the number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements right here in Kearney. If you want weight loss, increased energy, and to burn that stubborn fat, Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. You want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers the hardcore gains. You want to be the healthiest, most effective, organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Well, if you want them, they've got them. Complete Nutrition, the best products for you at the best prices. Complete Nutrition, north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue. For more information, you can go to CompleteNutrition.com. Look, feel, and perform better with the help of the fine folks at Complete Nutrition. We're efforting Stu Pospisil, who, guaranteed me that this would be no problem. What's going on?
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I can't get a hold of him. Work, cell, and I just can't track him down. So apparently he's got something that's come up, and I'll keep trying here over the last couple of minutes, but we'll see what we can do.
Kids? I think he's got kids.
He must.
I know he's got those new twins, and they're always keeping him busy.
Yeah,
so
that's
maybe something going on with the twins there. So we're going to keep trying. Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. A reminder that tomorrow on the program, we will be live at Haymarket Park, preceding the Huskers and UNK Lopers. It's the home opener for the Huskers, and it's actually the first game in the state of Nebraska for the Lopers. 1:35 start time. We'll have our show going from 11 to 1 tomorrow at Haymarket Park. We're expected to be joined by both coaches, Damon Day of the Lopers and Mike Anderson of the University of Nebraska. We'll have some other special guests while we are on site. Plus, we will have a lot of coaches' interviews for the teams that are headed down to the boys' state basketball tournament. As we said, we'll have Kevin Asher from St. Cecilia, Tom Schlechta from Adams Central. We're going to be talking with Shannon Lovin from Minden, Paul Baronic from Ravenna. Jay Stair from Overton is going to be joining us, and catch up with Lloyd Wagnus from Heartland Lutheran. They're making their first ever trip to the state tournament as well. So that's what's coming up tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, special two-hour edition. We're going to keep real busy because next week, St. Patrick's Day, we're at Cunningham's. We'll also be out and about for the NCAA tournament next week. And, of course, the NCAA tournament games can be heard right here. We'll also have college basketball from the Big East tournament starting tomorrow night, and it will supplement our high school basketball coverage. We'll have games Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. We've got championship games on Sunday, and then the play-in game, the opening round game, as they call it, for the Field of 65 comes up Tuesday. And, of course, plenty of bracketology will be going on all weekend long. So keep it right here on ESPN Radio. Who was our latest winner of the bike and bike show tickets?
Yeah, I got Drew from Axtell in, so he's heading there this weekend as well.
So we've had Axtell, we've had Burwell,
and Carney.
And Carney. So there you go. We're going to give away a couple of more sets tomorrow. A couple more sets tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. But right now, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. That pause was for effect, is what that was. It was an effect pause. It was like looking at Daddy waiting for him to say something. Oh, he's going to be so mad because he's going to think we were throwing him under the bus. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. A $25 gift card coming your way from Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a grill's best friend located across from Bob's Superstore. So we want you to be along with us and give you a chance at that $25 gift card. Oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. Let's go to the phone lines, 888-455-ESPN, and give us a call, and we'll get you going here, hopefully, with a $25 gift card. 888-455-ESPN. That is the phone number if you want to give us a call for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Kevin.
Kevin, here we go. I'm going to throw this out because we did it last week. The boys' state high school basketball tournament begins Thursday. This school, according to the Nebraska School Activities Association, has made more tournament appearances than any school in history. Just making it to state. Which school is that?
No idea.
You know, if I gave you a hint, I would say that it is one of the schools in the Tri-Cities.
Pleasanton.
That's not it, but hey, thanks for calling. 888-455-ESPN. We're asking about the boys' state high school basketball tournament. Who are we chatting with?
Andy.
Andy, you said?
Yes.
Hey, here's your question. Which high school has won the most boys' state basketball championships?
Is it Lincoln High?
Wow. I thought there was no chance. Andy, where are you calling from today?
Carney,
all right. Hey, hang on the line. Derek will get your information. You're the winner. Thanks for calling us today.
Thanks.
All right, Andy's going to hang on the line. Wow. Hastings High has actually made the most state tournament appearances with 58. And they didn't get in this year, but 58. Lincoln High is right behind them. They got in this year, so that should be 57 for them. But, yeah, Lincoln High has won 15 state championships. Lincoln Northeast is second with 12. Creighton Prep is third with 11. Wahoo had 9. Beatrice and Falls City Sacred Heart each had 8. Hampton Boys, Hildreth Boys, Ravenna Boys all have 6 state championships. Can you believe that? Minden has 5, but, of course, some of these have been quite a while ago. Not for Ravenna, but Minden's looking to get there, and Axtell's looking to get there, and St. Cecilia and Adams Central all have a chance. Derek, that shocked me.
Yeah, I can't believe he knew that either. That was right off the top, too. Lincoln High, bang. So
I thought that was too quick for him to, you know, look it up on the computer, too.
Yeah, he must have known it. Andy and Carney got himself $25 to Troutman's.
Well, there you go. All right, one more chance to have Stu on the program. So you check that out, and I'll go over a couple of more things to talk about on the program today. We talked about what was going on. By the way, I hope you got a chance to see Turner Gill this weekend. He was in Kearney speaking at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Banquet and really didn't want to talk about football that much. He wanted to talk about what was going on, why he was here. Of course, his wife's from Kearney, and we've had Coach Gill on the show before, and we hope to do so again when football season rolls around. But Turner Gill, about 400 people were at the banquet with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I think a lot of folks were very geared up for that. So folks coming out from around the state of Nebraska to see Turner and to cover Turner Gill, and who is going to be taking over a Kansas program after he left and took over a Buffalo program that was just horrible. Had won 10 games in 7 years, and even though they were just 20-30 in his time there, they did make it to a bowl game. They did win a conference championship, so pretty amazing. And you know what's scary? Here's what's scary. Turner Gill is 47.
He's still a young guy.
Turner Gill is 47?
Do you think that's old?
When it's old for Turner Gill.
Yeah, it's old for Turner Gill.
I mean,
but
I know how old I am, and it's just 47. Every time I see the old highlights of Turner Gill running the option, I just get goosebumps because he did it better than anybody. He did it better than anybody. That quick pivot, and then and then when he pulled back and throw, when it looked like he was just going to run for 70 yards, he'd do the quick, bam!
I think it'll be interesting to see what he can do with that Kansas program, because obviously Buffalo and the competition that they play, you know, he turned that around, but now he's coming into the Big 12. He's got coming in with Kansas. He's not like, you know, it's not going to be a walk in the park for him, I don't think, but we'll see what he can do. Mangino had it rolling in the right direction until he started choking kids and punching people. So.
Well, if the talent's there, Turner Gill will have a successful first year, because I think the Big 12 North is pretty wide open. Everybody's going to say Nebraska is the favorite here, but after that, pretty wide open. After what Kansas State did, Colorado, if they don't do it now, they have to get rid of Hawkins if they don't have a good year this year, after a lot of people thought he would be gone. Iowa State was the surprise team last year, somehow getting to a bowl game and getting the upset over Nebraska and things like that. So Missouri, you never know. Will they be down again a little bit? They're going to have a lot of kids with some experience coming back from last year as well. So I guess we'll see as things progress on. And we hadn't really talked a lot of football today, but had to get a little football talk in on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Is something else you haven't mentioned coming up this weekend? Manny Pacquiao going into the ring again, facing Joshua Clady in Dallas in their big stadium down there in Dallas. So that should be a good a welterweight match there, 147 pounds for Manny's WBA title, I believe it is. Should be a good fight.
You think it'll be a good fight?
I do. Claudie's a legitimate 147-pounder, much like Miguel Cotto was, but Claudie gave Cotto all he wanted in their fight, and a lot of critics thought that Cotto actually won that fight. Claudie had actually won that fight. They gave it to Cotto in a split decision, and then, of course, Manny Pacquiao completely annihilated Miguel Cotto over 11.5 rounds earlier this year. So I think it's going to be a good fight. A lot of people think, oh, he's just cherry-picking Claudie. Nah, there's no cherry-picking Claudie. That's a good fighter there.
Yeah, I can't believe we haven't heard from Rusty. Rockin' Rusty probably has something to say about that, and maybe we will here in the next 2 minutes before we get out of here. See, Derek is our expert in all that stuff. You go to ESPN.com. Pull up ESPN.com, because, like, at the top, there's NBA, you know, Major League Baseball, college football, basketball. What else they got? You know, NFL, NBA. Then they got NASCAR. And then they even have a thing for soccer. Everything else in the all sports, that's what Derek knows.
Yeah, everything towards
fishing.
The bottom of the list.
And you even know something about fishing. Maybe not about golf, but poker, boxing, NBA we talked to you about,
NHL,
MMA.
Yeah, I'm a freak with
poker.
Say?
And oh, by the way, if you don't want to know this, and I don't think it matters, but you know, coming up here, this dead time, NBC always airs the National Heads Up Poker Championship. I'm going to tell you who the winner is. So,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, if you don't want to know, big deal. But here it comes. The winner of the Heads Up Poker Championship, which they will begin airing here April the 18th, it looks like, which is a lot later than I remember, Annie Duke.
Annie Duke.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I haven't heard from her forever.
Now I guess she got a family too, so who knows what she's doing, you know, as far as how often she's playing poker. But I looked at the list of some of the people she's beat there. Yeah, Jerry Yang, him and Jamie Gold are the worst World Series of Poker champions.
The guy that won it this year?
Darvin Moon's not bad. Dennis Phillips also not bad, but Jerry Yang was a joke.
Moon was the guy that won it this year?
Yeah, Moon won it this year. Dennis Phillips won it last year.
A young kid?
Actually, no. Did Darvin come in second?
No,
right?
I don't think Darvin Moon won it. I think he was third or fourth.
He was the huge.
Punk,
yeah, he had the huge stack going into the final table. Yeah, you're right.
In the pocket twos or whatever.
You're right. Darvin Moon, I think, came in second or third this year. But regardless, that's almost, you know, with that field, that size, that's pretty much close to winning it. But nonetheless, Annie Duke coming back up there, getting a big payday.
They play it at Caesars. Nice poker room there Caesars. It's heads up the whole time through. Started last Friday, wrapped up over the weekend, and Duke has been known as one of the best poker players in the world. Had only made it out of the opening round once in the previous five tournaments, and here she beat Andy Block, Darvin Moon, Paul Wasika, Jerry Yang, and then Dennis Phillips, you know, the St. Louis Cardinal hat-wearing guy. And then in the finals, Eric Seidel.
That's a big name right there. I think he's got five or six World Series of Poker bracelets, and they're really good friends, too, so I bet that's was a friendly game between Annie Duke and Seidel.
By the way, if they put these in correct order, which I think they did, that means Jerry Yang had to win three times. So
very true.
You want to say anything more?
He's still terrible.
All right, folks, let's get out of here with the Duncan Daddy Show today. Well, sorry, Stu Pospisil, he's on probation now. He's on probation. There's only one thing that comes above the Doug and Daddy Show, and that's his family. So he better have a good excuse. He better not be, like, getting treated to some meal somewhere by somebody. And you know, huh, Stu, not available, Daddy not here. I wonder.
Conspiracy?
We do want to thank Jeff Dittman, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, for joining us on the show today. And also Jeff Grubtill from the Central Nebraska Bike Show and Swap Meet that's going to be going on this Saturday and Sunday at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We'll give you more chances to win tomorrow. Plus, we'll be in Lincoln live at Haymarket Park talking with coaches Mike Anderson and Damon Day and a variety of other Huskers and Lopers, plus a lot of high school basketball coaches that are heading to the boys' state tournament as we're live from 11 to 1 tomorrow at the Haymarket Park as we get ready for Huskers Lopers. I want to say thanks for joining us and have a great day, everyone. This is the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.